think also that Satan wants to trick us into thinking that God is too busy to care about the details of our lives. There have been times when I have prayed for things and I have thought to myself, this is so silly. Like to bother the God of the universe to help me find my keys or to help me have a parking space. I mean, God is not a magic genie, but he also is our father, but he's our friend. And so he wants us to invite him into the details of our lives.
Hey, I'm Bandy Bowman with Life 90.5. And on this very special episode of the Marvel at Jesus podcast, women's ministry leader Joy Green joins us to talk about how God shows his love through his faithfulness and through caring about the little details. Plus, all the information on the Joy Time event coming to Wilmington in May of 2024. And just for fun, we'll talk about the fashion trend that Joy would love to see come back. It's the Marvel at Jesus podcast on Life 90.5. Welcome to the Marvel at Jesus podcast from Life 90.5, where we talk with Christian music artists and more about the things that wow them about Jesus. Today, we're not joined by an artist, but you do hear her very often on Life 90.5. It's Joy Green with Joy Time. How are you, Joy?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mandy. How are you doing today?
Good. Where are you joining us from?
I am in High Point, North Carolina. And just having a great day. The sun was shining this morning, and so it's going to be a great day.
Well, we're excited to have you come in here for a very special event in May. But before we get to that, we'll talk about what wows you about Jesus. But even before that, a couple of fun questions to really get to know you a whole lot better.
Yeah.
And I feel like we already know a lot about you from hearing your Joy Time features, which are always so encouraging. And your Southern accent is just so perfect.
And I love that. It.
All right. So a fun question for you. Okay. If you could bring back any fashion trend, what would it be and why?
Oh, I would bring back the poodle skirt.
Oh, I know. I love it.
I know. There's just something about the girls wearing those cute little skirts and the little crinoline underneath. I just think they're so classy and modest, but fun. And boy, I would have all types of fun things embroidered on mine. But to me, that was an era that I missed, that I would love to have that come back again.
That's a great idea. Yeah, now, did you spend a lot of like Halloweens or whatever dressed up as a lady in a poodle skirt?
No, but I did go to a summer drama program for several summers in a row when I was in like the elementary and middle school age. And we did a few little productions and had some poodle skirts involved in that. So maybe that's really where it stemmed from.
I love it. That's great. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. All right.
Now, another question. If animals could talk, which one would you want to have a conversation with?
Ooh, probably something simple like my dog. So I'll say she's a person. You know, she does not realize she's a dog. She thinks that she rules everything. And sometimes she just doesn't listen to me. I mean, she behaves as badly as my kids sometimes. So I would love to be able to hear what she's thinking. And I'm convinced that she's rebelling against me. You know, I mean, she is absolutely not listening. She's not doing
shameful.
What I asked her to do. So I wish we could just have an English language conversation so I could get to the bottom of her behavior.
That is so smart. Now, what kind of dog is she?
She is just a mixed breed, but she has a lot of golden retriever in her. Mm. So she has those little eyes. So when she looks at you, you feel so sad for her. And then when she does something wrong, she tucks her tail. She knows she's in trouble, but she has a couple of different, you know, mixes in her.
Yeah. All right. I love that. And I would actually probably want to, I think I would want to talk to my cat. I have two cats. But you know how mean cats can be. And so they might be real rude to me. So maybe I just want to talk to your dog instead.
I know. We have a couple of cats, but they are outside. So they're kind of our, we live on a farm. So they're kind of like our rodent managers, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
They put snakes down and all the little wild animals. And so, yes, they are very persnickety and uppity. I mean,
so like, uppity.
Like, too good for me to even rub them unless they have initiated the petting, right?
Has to be like, their idea, and it has to be in just the right spot. Or if it's a little bit off, they are not happy. Like, no, we are done. You get away from me, peasant, kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right. You are below me. I'm right. Yeah, absolutely.
100%. Okay. All right. One more question before we get to the real meat of the podcast here. What is something totally useless that you have memorized?
My childhood best friend's phone number.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, way back before, Mandy, when there were no cell phones. I know it's hard to believe. Like the cold, like dark ages of the world. I had a phone in my room, which was really special back in like the mid to late 80s to have your own telephone line in your room. And I was on the phone all the time. And so knowing from even like fourth grade, my childhood best friend's phone number, I can tell you right now. Yeah. And birthdays of girls that I was friends with, not that that's useless, but why do I remember their birthdays? And I mean, I knew them when I was 8 years old and their birthday. I can't tell you so many other things that I need to remember right now in life, you know?
Like all the important things, there's just no space up in here for. Yeah. But boy, do we remember those old phone numbers.
Yeah. It's true. In those days, yeah.
Right, right. Yeah. That's, oh my goodness. Well, bless your heart. Okay. Yes. Now, you talk about Jesus a lot with Joytime Ministries and your feature that we air on Life 90.5 every day. But in the theme of the Marvel at Jesus podcast, let's talk about what really wows you about Jesus. Like, what's the thing that just blows your mind about the character of Christ when you think about it?
There's so many things, but probably the number one thing is just how much he loves us. And I think that that is something that Satan tries to diminish. Satan wants us to look at the hard times of our lives and the things that don't go right. And when our dreams are crushed and when bad things happen, he wants to plant a seed that Jesus doesn't really love us. Or why would these bad things happen? Mm-hmm. But when you read God's word and then you experience him, you know and feel and experience the amount of love that he has, because that amount of love took him to the cross and enabled him and motivated him and kept him on that cross until it was finished. And that helps me when my days are dark, right? We all go through those darker times, to really stop and be marveled at, wow, he really does love me. I don't understand what he's doing right now or why he's allowing this to happen. But I know what he's done. I know how much he loves me. I know he's proven that on the cross.
Yeah. Now, for us who have placed our faith in Jesus, we're believers, we're Christians. I mean, we know the truth of the gospel. You know, God so loved the world. He so loved us that he gave a son, and, you know, continuing the verse. But why do you think it's so easy for us to forget that sometimes?
I think because our ways are not his ways. I mean, God's word says his ways are so much higher than our ways. And some mistakes that I've made along the way in my faith journey is when I put my human mindset to a holy God. When I try to do exactly what Proverbs 3 says not to do. You know, Proverbs 3 says to trust in the Lord with all your heart.
And lean not on your own understanding.
Right. Yeah. And so I think we often try to place our human understanding to God, who is holy and perfect, because that's what we know. We think that he must be like us. Well, we're made in his image, but he is not like us. His ways are so much better and higher. And I think that's where, I know in my walk, where I have really gotten off track.
That's good. Now, apart from, you know, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, that big proof of the love of God for us, what's something else in your life that you've seen and you know is just a beautiful example of God's love for you?
I think the faithfulness of him when we step out in obedience. So for me, when I was saved when I was 9, my mom took me to church. My dad was not a believer. In fact, my dad did not come to Christ until a couple of years ago at the age of 75.
Woo.
So much, even though my dad's a great dad, I'm very close to him, he was not a believer. And so my mom was the one who took my sister and me to church. So growing up and learning the stories of the Bible and the truth of the Bible was so important and foundational for me. But it wasn't until I got really serious about my faith where I began to experience what you were talking about, where you're talking about how do we marvel at him and what are things that have been kind of proof of who he is in our lives. I don't think we fully experience that until we take those big steps of faith that he wants us to take, or we choose to trust in him when life is hard. So I think about when he called me to be someone in ministry, which I was the last person on the planet to do that. I'm a pharmacist. I teach at a pharmacy school. I had no training in seminary whatsoever. But when he began to place that call in my life, yeah, calling requires faith and steps of faith. And I think about when we moved from North Carolina to Tennessee, how he helped us, our house sold in a recession when it should have never sold at all. And it sold at just the right time because God is going to enable those that he calls to do his work and his will. And so I have experienced a lot of his faithfulness in the practical things. And moving out to Tennessee, my husband didn't have a job, and just praying and praying and praying, and the Lord opening a job up for him that came out of nowhere. And you could see it only was God. There was no way we could have made that happen on our own. So, so many stories when we take steps of faith to where we see God prove himself faithful time and time again in the practical. And that's what I love about it, too. I'm not talking about some pie in the sky. I'm talking about, you know, our house sold. We were able to move. Things that happen to help you do what he's called you to do.
Yeah, he's already done the biggest thing in saving our souls and giving us eternity in heaven and stuff like that. But then just to take care of like all these other little things all the way through as he's weaving his story into our lives. It's like, he didn't have to do that. He's already done the biggest thing, but out of his love for us, he takes care of that stuff. And that's a beautiful thing to see.
I think also that Satan wants to trick us into thinking that God is too busy to care about the details of our lives. And so I don't know if you've ever felt this way, Mandy, but there have been times when I have prayed for things and I have thought to myself, this is so silly. Like to bother the God of the universe to help, help me find the keys or to help me have a parking space. And God is not a magic genie. That's something else we need to realize, right? He is not a magic genie lamp that we just rub the lamp and he comes out and gives us our wishes. No. But he also is our father, but he's our friend. And so he wants us to invite him into the details of our lives. And so when we begin to start inviting him into those details, even in the things that we might think are a little bit silly to ask him about, he wants to be a part of it. There is no detail in your life that is too small or insignificant for God to be a part of. And that's what relationship is all about, is in that daily communion with him, that daily prayer life with him in your mind out loud, however you pray, like in your spirit, that he does care and there's nothing too small for him to be asked about or to be a part of in your life.
That's so true. I know I was asking God about something just silly recently, and I was thinking, with all the other things that are going on in the world right now, it's like this is so minuscule. But then I'm reminded of a story from my own life, just super cute story I'll tell you real quick. But when I was a little girl, I had one of those like little Tamagotchi toys. You remember those digital pet things?
Yes.
And the little silicone button had come out of it somehow, and it was in my yard somewhere. So it's like this little tiny thing somewhere in my giant yard. I was probably like 10 years old at the time. And so I was just so upset because I love my little Tamagotchi. I didn't want it to die and it needed to be fed. And, you know, it was very dramatic. But I told my mom about it, and she didn't know where it was. But she said, you know what? Why don't you pray about it and see if God shows you where it is? And she wasn't sure what really was going to go on. She was just trying to, you know, encourage me to pray about it, which was great. And within 10 minutes, you know, I'm scouring the yard. I'd prayed and then I'm scouring the yard. I find this thing in amongst the grass and the dirt and all the things. And I was able to put it back in the toy and feed my critter. And it was like, this was the coolest thing. But God cared so much about this little tiny button for this little girl that belonged to him that he answered that prayer in just the sweetest way. And it's stuff like that that blows my mind too.
I know. I was thinking the other day just about how God goes before us. And how God's word says he makes the rough places smooth. And so, you know, when he answers even small prayers like that, he's showing us that we can trust in him.
Yes.
Sometimes it takes the little things that we trust God with and pray about, and we see him moving, and then that gives us confidence to pray for the bigger things and to entrust him with more. Because we can't put our trust in someone or even, you know, in something if we don't have full reliance on it and we have the proof that we can trust and we actually can trust in God. I love that story.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, there's also like different stories in scripture that show the same kind of thing. I mean, when God asks some of his people to do something that seems like really huge and big, it's like God didn't start there. He proved his trustworthiness to these people a long time ago and all of these steps along the way before you get to that big thing. So he's just, he's so kind to give us those opportunities to learn who he is so that we can trust him better when the big stuff comes. So
yeah, that's right. Yeah. And I love how Hebrews 11 reminds us that faith is being sure, right? Mm-hmm. And so as we walk in faith, God wants us to be sure, not necessarily of what he's going to do, because we don't always know that every prayer we pray is going to be answered with yes. In my life, that's not been the case, but we can be sure of who he is. So even if you don't find the thing that you're asking him help to find, you can still trust that he is good and loving and has a big plan for your life and that he's never going to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good reminder.
That's good, Joy. Thank you so much for sharing all of that. Definitely a lot of stuff to really wow about Jesus at. Now, we're really excited about something that you're bringing to Wilmington in May of 2024. This is going to be so much fun. Joy Time at the Beach. Tell me about it.
Oh, so excited. Well, a little bit of history. So when Joy Time started, we had moved to Jackson, Tennessee, which is on the other side, like almost near Memphis. So really, really far away. It's 10 hours from where I am right here, and I'm in the center of North Carolina. We had our very first event there, and Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave, he and I had gotten connected, and we became buddies.
Love him, yeah.
He came to Jackson, Tennessee, and we did our very first Joy Time event with Mike, and then I did my message. And so from there, Joy Time has been growing, and we now have one large women's retreat. It's usually in the Triad, and we've been doing that. This is our 12th year hosting events. But we're to the point now, and I'm in a different place in life because both of my kids are in college, and so life for me is getting a little bit more freed up on the home front since they are adults now and they're in college. And so we are starting to take Joy Time on the road a little bit. We're just starting this process to take our event on the road. And so our first stop is Wilmington. And I'm so excited because you guys have been with me as far as the radio podcast, I mean, podcast, more of a segment, pretty much since the beginning. I mean, when it started in 2012, I had reached out to your folks there at Carolina Christian Radio back then, and they started airing Joy Time. So you guys have been partners with me for a really long time. So it was very exciting to think about bringing our first on-the-road Joy Time to Wilmington.
We're really excited. Yeah, it's going to be at Pine Valley Methodist Church on Saturday, May the 18th. But who's doing the music for this?
Yes.
It's not Mike Weaver.
It is not. It is our good friend Matt Powell, which we're so excited to have him join us for Joy Time. He will also be at our other Joy Time retreat this year. So we're really excited about working with him. And he is really doing great music, you know, even coming out of Third Day. He's got a new spin on things. And so I know that ladies will really enjoy hearing from him. It's going to be more of an acoustic set. So it's going to be a little bit more intimate. But boy, it's going to be a great event. Now, it's just going to be one night. Usually our retreats are 2 days, like a Friday night and a Saturday morning. But we're just going to have it on Saturday night. It's a great day. Even if you're coming in from out of town, you know, you can go to the beach that morning and spend the afternoon. And then come that evening for a great time of worship with just women. So this is a ladies only event.
No boys allowed, yes.
No boys allowed. Put the sign on the door like you do in the bedroom door. No boys allowed. That's right. And we are going to have so much there for you. We'll have some cupcakes for you to enjoy. I have a lot of Joy Time items I'm bringing, just fun little gift items and t-shirts and jewelry and pottery and all the fun things that we love as women to look at. And so it's going to be a great night full of encouragement and fun too as we worship the Lord together.
Well, what are you hoping that women walk away from this event with? Not necessarily the stuff, but what in their heart are you hoping they take home with them?
So in my life, I have been the type of person that I want to kind of be in control of things. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. I mean, in my life, I guess I'm like a goal setter and I like to achieve my goals. And that makes me the type of person that I really want things to go my way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a control freak. I just want things to go my way. You know?
You're totally a control freak. Just admit it.
Yes. But God has led me through some very serious situations in my life. I've lived through two direct hits from tornadoes, one that almost took me out. I've had a life-threatening illness where I almost died and called the family in. And a lot of things have happened in my life where God has taught me through those on how to let go of worry and let go of anxiety in the way that someone who likes to control things can suffer. There are over 40 million Americans who struggle with anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And so being a pharmacist, being someone who understands medicine and the body, it took me 5 years, but I wrote a book that published last summer called A Prescription for Joy. And it's all about overcoming worry. So Joy Time at the Beach, we're going to talk about worry and anxiety. And I'm going to get very real with the women because I know what it feels like to feel chained to anxiety. I know what it feels like to walk your life and have like this dark cloud that just follows you wherever you go. I know what it feels like to sit in a crowded room of people that you love, but you're so worried and anxious over a situation that might happen or that might not happen that you can't even engage with the people that you love because the worry is so thick in your heart. And so Joy Time at the Beach, I want women to leave understanding the tools that God has given us in His Word to empower us through His Spirit to break free. So I want them to come. I want them to be able to lay down all of their worries and their anxieties at the feet of Jesus while we're at Joy Time at the Beach. And I want them to know that through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in them, they do not have to live chained to that feeling. And we're going to talk about it. I'm going to give complete steps and explain what's happening in your body. And I hope that they'll leave feeling empowered.
I love that.
It's be a really powerful night for us to be together.
Yeah. I like that you say you're going to get real with it because we see a lot of fake stuff all over the place and a lot of things that you know, that say they're going to try to help and, you know, change your life and make everything better. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, let's get real.
No, we're going to get very real.
I think that's necessary.
Yes. And there are so many things that I have learned in my faith journey about things in God's word that I had never noticed before, or maybe I had read that passage of scripture, but never received exactly what God wanted me to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to take some work and some practice, and it's not going to happen overnight.
Right.
But I want women to know that God wants to break them free from the chains of worry and anxiety.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So where can people find out more about you and about this event happening here in Wilmington in May?
Right. So you can look on social media. We're working through a production company, the Gospel Music Association.
Southeastern Gospel Music Association.
That's right. Yeah. And so they have the tickets for sale on iTickets. So you can just Google out Joy Time at the Beach, iTickets, and you'll find the tickets there. We are going to have a little VIP ticket where you can come and hear like an interview session with Mac Powell and me. That's going to be a lot of fun. And you can find out a lot about me and the ministry and all the things that we're doing. Like, I do online Bible studies that are live on Sunday nights. I have a lot of resources available for ladies. So joytome.org is the website. But really some of the best places to connect with the Joytome online community is on our Facebook page, just Joytome Ministries, and then also over on Instagram. So I post, you know, some encouraging things every week. And then we have our live Bible study you can pop into. It's free. And you can just be a part of it. And so, yeah, there's a lot of ways to plug in to have a community with other Christian women also. So at our last Joy Time event, which is in the Triad, we had women from 10 states come. Ooh. And so women who are a part of these Bible studies are coming to meet each other in person. And it's a beautiful thing to see God connecting them.
Well, we're excited about that and excited to come together in person at Joy Time at the Beach. And Joy, thank you so very much for joining me today for the Marvel at Jesus podcast. We appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate y'all so much. You have been such a wonderful friend in ministry. And I love partnering with you. And I can't wait for us to be together on May the 18th. It's going to be a very encouraging, uplifting event.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank you, Mandy.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of the Marvel at Jesus podcast, go ahead and subscribe so you can get the next episode as soon as it comes out from Life 90.5.